Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with...
This is John O'Neill
from
City Winery.
Yes, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Obviously, we're talking about the... Just taking the temperature here on the changing DC music landscape, trying to get all of the heads of all the venues to come in here. So we appreciate you coming in and talking about your slice here.
It's all I know how to talk about, man. I'm a one-trick pony.
Yeah, well, it's a great trick. Remind our listeners, let's say, maybe they don't live in the district or, you know, they're unfamiliar. Just give them the rundown of where you guys are located.
City Winery is at Oakey Street, Northeast. We're the newest venue in the city, as far as I know. Although, who knows? They keep popping up.
I know. That's a good thing.
By the time this comes out, there could be two or three more guys with their hat in the ring.
Yeah, exactly. but what would you describe the setting, in you know, the interior, what it looks like, you know, like the vibe?
Well, our vibe is probably a little bit different than a lot of clubs. It's more of a cabaret style. City Winery kind of prides itself on being a listening room, but we don't exclusively do that. That's probably their ace in the hole. We're also a functioning winery. We're actually in the middle of doing a grape crush right now as we speak. We'll have our first batch of wine ready to go. That's part of it. It's a restaurant. It's an event space. There is a 300-capacity main room, concert venue, and there's also a third-floor space that really is going to be adapted to the situation. And my preference is that it's the more... let loose rock and roll room, and that'll cap out at about 250. And we can also do some smaller emerging artists and keep a seated show at about 150. So there's a lot of flexibility there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, there you go. I mean, I think that's your guys' little niche. And, you know, there's a lot of music venues, but they're not also wineries and, you know, where you can eat and everything. So,
yeah, there's that. You know, it's, you know, with all the places that are opening up, and we all talk to each other, or some of us talk to each other.
Sure.
You know, there's no money in recording anymore for artists.
Right.
So touring is really the only way they're making money. And I think this is actually, there's definitely a lot of places online now. And I think each one of them offers a really different experience. The Hamilton experience is going to be a lot different than the Pearl Street experience, which is going to be a lot different than the City Winery experience. Ours is a little more focused on, you know, I'm a 50-year-old guy. I still like to go out. I book stuff that I'd like to see to a point. I just don't want to stand in a concrete bunker anymore.
Right.
And there's also real life to consider. Like where I try to appeal to is I can't do guys that used to do four or five nights out a week, but they can get one or two out a month. But there's also real life issues like babysitters and family and things that they have to put into the mix. So if you can show up and actually see a show, have a nice glass of wine, have a meal, and do all that at once, it becomes a bit more of an event, like an all night thing.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Remind us some of your favorite acts that have performed there. How long have you been open?
We've only been open 6 months, so we're pretty much the babies. The first show is at the end of April, so we're just really finding our way. It's been a good mix of stuff. You know, I'm always a big fan. I moved up here from Austin, so I'm always glad to see American artists like Ray Wiley Hubbard and, you know, Steve Earle's coming in to do 3 in February. Hayes Carl, it's always good to see him. And I've also, you know, when you're booking a room, there are the typical things that you'll see. There are multiple city wineries. We're the 6th. It started in New York with Michael Dorf. It was his brainchild, and he caught lightning in a bottle with it, and it's expanded to 6. We're going to Philadelphia next year, probably upstate New York after that. So City Winery will have, well, I guess, for lack of a better reason, we just call them our friend bands, like Suzanne Vega and Steve Earle, guys like that who play all the city wineries. We're really artist friendly, and they know it, and we write pretty good deals for bands on the business end of things. So it makes sense sometimes to go play 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 city wineries and string them all together, because they just know what they're going to walk into, and they like what they're going to walk into. And then there's also the local angle of you can't book 6 city wineries the same way. Every scene is going to dictate to you what needs to happen. And I think one of the real best parts of my job, you know, it was the same when I moved to Austin, the same when I moved to San Francisco, is getting to know the local scene and getting to reflect back to the city their own music history.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot here. There's the U Street Jazz Corridor. You know, there's the whole R&B scene. There's the go-go scene. There's Discord Records, which we're not ready to do punk yet at City Winery, but they're almost old enough.
Right.
You know, they're middle-aged now. They can come pretty soon. Everyone wants to sit down because we all have bad legs now. So that's kind of the beauty of it, too, is you get to reflect back the local scene. And and be engaged with the local scene, and that's always a nice thing.
Having come from San Francisco, Austin, yeah. What did you already always heard about the DC? Like, what was your idea of the DC music scene, and then how did it compare once you actually got here and started to see it firsthand? Like, what's the what's DC's reputation around the country? Is it? Is
you know, it's funny.
Is that what most people think?
Sure, they think of go-go, and like guys my age definitely think of the whole Discord Records scene. You know, I come from a music writing background, so it's a little bit different for me. I really look into the history of stuff probably more than some people might.
Right.
You know, whether it's kind of obscure guys like Screamin' Joe Neal as an R&B artist. But there's even like, there's a whole lineage of like these kind of obscure but crazy Telecaster players. You know, Link Wray and Danny Gatton and Bill Kirchen and all the, yeah, he's the king, man. Yeah. But all these guys, like, they did their craft here and it's still going on. So, I mean, there's all kinds of little avenues here in D.C. and in Baltimore, too.
Yeah.
So what I noticed about D.C., my first thing is all these guys can really play their asses off, these local guys, and they're terrific. Mm-hmm. I think in some ways there's an embarrassment of riches here, you know, especially with all these clubs coming up. But I also think there's lots of room on the playing field now that pretty much the only avenue for artists to make a living is touring, I think. You know, if everyone plays nice in the sandbox together, it's a real win for the consumer.
Yeah.
And it can be a win for the clubs, too. And I think, you know, so far you've seen Pearl Street do really well, and the Hamilton's doing great, and the Birchmere's doing great, and we're doing pretty good, too.
Rising tide raises all boats. That's what
That's what they tell me. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, it's just philosophy in life, but I just never understood, like, trying to pit people against each other. Like, all the venues are very different. They have their own little vibe,
right.
And I don't know. To me, more is better, but...
That's right, man. I think that's correct. And for the most part, there are different types of guys. Some are more territorial than others. But what I found is if you make the phone call and you extend the olive branch, yeah. And in some cases you actually help each other out with shows. Mm-hmm. Like there's certain artists, you know, they're going to come through twice a year. Well, we'll help you out if your show is doing a little slower.
Right.
We'll be glad to send an e-blast on your behalf. And I know you'll do the same for us.
Sure.
I just think it makes sense for everyone.
I agree.
Yeah.
You said that a couple minutes ago that you're very artist friendly. What's some of the feedback? What do they say to you after they play your venue? Like, what do they come up and what's the praise or the complaint? Either way.
Well, you know, from a technical standpoint, we get a lot of kudos for the nice stage. It's a good sounding stage. It's a really warm room. It has good stage sound. Things that are important to the artist that the average fan wouldn't notice while they're sitting out there. We just kill them with hospitality, you know, I won't name the specific band, but this one poor band was stuck making a 9.5 hour drive that should have taken 5 hours.
Oof.
Yeah. Right. So by the time they get out of the van, they're cranky and stressed and 2.5-3 hours late for sound check.
Yeah.
And it's really just all about giving them a little TLC when they walk in. And I think that's one thing that City Winery is really good at is we all understand we're all a bit idiot savants, you know, talent yeah. buyers and marketers and all right. that stuff. So we're all basically unemployable if it's not for artists doing what they do,
right.
You know. And that's we're keenly aware of that. And I think that's why a lot of these artists play 5 or 6 of the City Wineries.
Explain the idiot savant line. I love it. Go into more into that.
We're kind of one-trick ponies, but we're pretty good at our trick.
Yeah.
You know, I could never sit behind the desk and bang on a computer, but I can bang on a computer.
Why do you think I'm sitting on radio talking to all you guys? That's I couldn't do the old office job either. No, we're all, I know. I'm
yeah,
you.
I tried.
I'm
I failed.
It's just not, so it's not a life.
yeah, I think we're keenly aware. We're all music fans.
Yeah.
So the fact that we get to hang out and get paid to hang out with musicians and yeah. be in music, you know, in a lot of ways, it's the best job in the world.
Yeah.
And if you do it long enough and you're around long enough, so these guys go from being whatever boyhood heroes
sure.
to being your friends. And you're getting together once or twice a year and checking in and how you doing. And, mm-hmm. and that becomes part of the whole process. It's like, yeah, it's about putting on a show, but it's also about just visiting with old friends again. And
yeah.
one of the things about the City Winery experience is you're just so close to the artist that barrier kind of gets erased that you might get at some of the bigger venues.
Right.
What we do is a lot of times is we'll book artists that should be playing bigger places mm-hmm. and we'll be able to write a deal that's good enough to get them into a smaller room. And honestly, with a 300 cap room and the way it's laid out and designed, if you get a halfway decent arm, you could really hit them with a dinner roll from the back of the room.
Right.
And that's a nice feeling, you know. It's just a little bit more intimate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we got a good 10, 11 minutes, so I'm good. Is there anything else you want to add before we leave? Any?
No, man. Just keep
the website or something.
Y'all just keep thinking local and going out and supporting music. It's important stuff.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.